Hey, strong friends, and welcome to today's episode. Today is a short, sweet solo episode with me, your host, Anna Willard. I hope you guys are having a fun, fantastic summer. I know I am, and hence why there's more of these short, sweet solo episodes. Okay, I'll stop saying that now. But today's topic is all about religion. At the beginning of the summer, I was like, okay, what topics do I talk about for these shorter episodes? And I posted a while back 3 points. I don't remember the third one, but the first one was about water, which was last week. And then the other idea was how religion could be neutral. And I didn't phrase that very well. I went into a couple of Facebook groups because I got a lot of response for that topic and just posted, you know, can religion be neutral? And I got a lot of interesting feedback. These groups are, a couple are more on like the spiritual path. The other group is more about Richard Rohr's work. And what I realized with people's responding was I didn't phrase that very well. So let me rephrase it here. Religion, I don't think can be neutral, but I think we can be neutral and open to learn from other people through their differences within religion. So where my mind goes with this, because in my mind thinks all through movement, is there's been times in my life where kettlebells isn't the safest or the most healthiest thing for me to practice. Now, you all know that kettlebells are my jam. I love my kettlebells, but there's been times where my body just could not handle the weight. There's been times where I needed to practice more Pilates. And during that time when I was practicing Pilates, I realized, oh, I can move this in a different way, or this is a really fantastic cue to get this firing. So I wasn't like completely turned off to Pilates because that's at the time that's what I needed. But I was still open to the fact that I was able to learn from them and the Pilates instructors of how I can implement it into my kettlebell practice as a coach. There's been times in my life where I need a complete break from the weights and my body was like longing just to swim. I haven't really taken a coach with swimming, but just being in a different environment got me excited again about kettlebells. There's been times in my life when I've done yoga. Even with some of my clients, there's been times where like we need to back off of kettlebells and we just need to get back into the body. So what I am saying with this, with how this how goes to religion, is if we have an open mind and a willing heart to learn the differences about either our spiritual belief or different religions, I think that there will be more of a neutral ground or perspective that we will be able to create between each other. Now, again, with understanding and learning from other people, that doesn't mean you have to implement all of their religious practices into yours. Take what you feel will benefit your spiritual growth, similar to how I took things that helped me with cueing from Pilates to kettlebells. Take what is open or what is kind of like highlighted through those times with other people into your own practice. So that's what I have. I don't have a lot of depth with that. I just have this simple analogy of fitness. There's a lot of different types of fitness out there. One of the biggest things right now is the CrossFit aspect. And CrossFit just isn't very healthy for my body. But I'm not going to hate someone who does CrossFit just because I don't think it's correct for my body. It's not, it doesn't serve my body the way it serves another person. Am I going to hate that person who does CrossFit just because we have this complete different perspective of what is right and wrong within my health practice for myself versus the other? No. So my goal with this is simply two takes away. That we have an open mind and a willing heart to learn to love other people through our differences, even when it comes to the spirituality and the religious practices. I truly believe we will be able to enhance and grow in a way that will continue to bring us awe and wonder of this beautiful life that we live. And I say this because sometimes when we get on a narrow track with kettlebells, specifically with kettlebells, sometimes my mind just gets in a rut. And I think this is true with also with religion. If we think one way, we get in a rut versus exploring the expansion of who God is in this universe. And now I say this because I love my kettlebells, but I also love learning other modalities of improving our health. And I also love learning from other people and their perspective and their traditions through either it be religion or spirituality. So that's what I have for you guys. Short and sweet. Like I said, I'm actually going to upload this and head out to Westport and take a surf. So I hope you guys, wherever you're at this summer, that this gives you a little bit of insight to have that open mind, a willing heart, so that we can love others and our differences by learning about them. Yeah. That's what I have. Peace, guys. Enjoy your summer. I will be back next week. We do have a guest next week, Haley Shannon. She has been my dance instructor, so I'm really excited to have her on the show. So blessings on your journey, you want strong ones, and have a fun, fantastic summer. Peace. Hey, strong ones, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I am super excited to invite you to my private Facebook group where we will be able to continue the conversations from these episodes. I'll share you my wisdom and knowledge about the artistic tool, the kettlebell, and other insights on how to live a healthy and whole life. Click the link below. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review with the 5 stars. It'll help grow the show and spread this wisdom and knowledge of how to live a healthy and whole life to other people who may need it as well. Blessings on your journey, and I look forward to connecting to you on Facebook.